I'm here with my friend. He's a pastor here in Indianapolis. His name is Mike, and he just donated a nice 1997 Saturn. And Mike, what is your encouragement to people, and also what motivated you to donate or give away your car?
Well, from the first point of view, from my point of view in Jesus Christ, everything that we have is a gift of God that we don't own, but that He owns. And so this is an opportunity for me to take care of something and to give it away to somebody else so that they can use it. There's a lot of life in this car because it's a grace gift. We were able to have the money. We received the money from my parents who gave that to us. So we didn't earn this car. And the reason that we're driving it is because my parents were generous and good-hearted. And so I simply want to be generous and good-hearted out of the costly grace of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift that goes on giving. And anything in God keeps on giving. So it wasn't mine to begin with. I just drove it for 116,070 miles.
Mm-hmm. So what's your encouragement for other people out there? You know, not everybody can afford to donate a car, but I'm sure that they can do something else.
Well, the encouragement, I would say, comes from God to live a joyful life in union with Jesus, and every bit of fruit comes out of that. Even the smallest thing is large and eternally lasting, and the ripples from what we consider the smallest gift are the most important, it seems, because Jesus is busy turning the world on its head.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another encouragement, again, that you don't need to be rich, you don't need to be strong, you don't need to be young or old. Just be who you are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can help one another. God bless you.